Arizona Governor Doug Ducey handed out meals to students at Sunset Elementary School in Southwest Phoenix this morning, and he spoke afterward. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers was there and monitored what the governor said. He joins us now. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
So you were watching this press conference with the Arizona Department of Health Services director as well, Kara Crist. What did she say about testing?
Well, right. Testing is something that people are really curious about. There's been reports about a lack of tests around the country. And Crist said that several commercial labs can test for COVID-19, but that there is a national shortage of testing supplies and lab reagents. Those are chemical compounds used in the tests. So right now, there's not enough tests for everyone who wants one.
So what do people do?
Well, Crist said that since there's no specific treatment for COVID-19, there's no change in your treatment, whether or not you're positive. Doctors will still care for you in the same way. And so what's really important, she said, was that if you have mild symptoms, and some of the symptoms are, you know, a cough or shortness of breath or runny nose, stay home when you're sick with those mild symptoms and then for 72 hours after the symptoms go away. Mm-hmm. But you should seek emergency care if you have extreme difficulty breathing, constant pain or pressure in the chest, or severe constant dizziness or other serious concerning symptoms.
So are people being hospitalized for this right now, Brett?
There are people being hospitalized. She said that she was aware of 3 hospitalizations due to the coronavirus here in Arizona.
Okay. We also heard, I understand, from Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. What did she say about schools which remain closed at this point?
Right. Hoffman said that there has become more flexibility from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and that will allow all schools to offer meals, even if they don't typically do that very much. So if a school, like I said, doesn't necessarily have a robust meal plan for their students, the USDA is kind of opening up possibilities for them to qualify for some of that food aid regardless. And Hoffman also said that there's a list of schools offering meals at azed.gov. I know KJZZ has an extensive list too of schools that are offering meals. Even one of the superintendents today at this press conference said that they're looking into getting a grant to offer meals on the weekend. So that might be something parents want to see, if there are meals available from their school on the weekend.
Right. And the governor spoke about, I'm sure, other things, but also the economic pain we're feeling. What did he have to say about that?
Yeah, well, he said early on in that conversation that the budget introduced earlier this year will change. He was very clear about that. He was asked by a reporter there about Republican Representative Travis Grantham calling, you know, maybe increased spending, quote, pork. Mm-hmm. And kind of in a, like, he wasn't interested in pork, that something like that is what Grantham said. And Ducey said, we're going to stretch the safety net as much as we can here in Arizona. He was really pretty clear about that.
All right. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Brett, thank you so much.
You're welcome.